It's still incredibly difficult to get around parts of the Midwest because of record flooding. Illinois and Missouri have been hit particularly hard, with at least 20 deaths now reported. Riverside towns have been swamped, highways have been closed, and trains and even oil pipelines have been shut down. St. Louis Public Radio's Dori Buscarin sent this report.
I'm here standing on a picnic table in Pacific, Missouri. It's a small town about 30 miles outside of St. Louis. The sound you're hearing to my left is a bright orange pump that's just taking water and pushing it out as fast as it can. Usually people come here to hike the sandstone cliffs or kayak on the Merrimack River, but that river has now overflowed its banks. It's just inundated the southern half of this town.
Mommy! Oh, yeah. Helicopter.
Jody Howard is holding her daughter Brooklyn as they survey the damage. The family evacuated without packing. Brooklyn turned 3 at a Red Cross shelter set up in a senior center.
They brought her a cake and people brought her gifts, and that was so nice. I think she had a good birthday, even after all this. I mean, she keeps saying every time we're at the hotel, I'm going to go home.
About 8 inches of rain fell in just a few days, and in Pacific, the river came up fast, cresting at more than 28 feet above flood stage, 4 feet higher than the highest flood on record in 1982. At a Red Cross shelter on higher ground, Jean Scott says she and her sister Jeanette were surprised by a knock on their door by a rescuer with a raft.
We had 3 steps and we had our porch. That was already on our 3rd step. They came to the back door, and I woke my sister up and said, hey, we gotta go.
They only had time to grab a few clothes. Their whole life is in the trailer. Scott forgot her glasses.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. Our trailer will probably be condemned, and we've got nowhere to go.
Other towns are flooded, too, and 7 emergency shelters have been opened. In Fenton, a wastewater treatment plant was overrun. Sean Hadley of the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District says it had to be shut down.
That plant processes 6.75 million gallons a day. At the time of the shutdown, it was processing 24 million gallons, which is well over the capacity that it was designed to handle.
That means millions of gallons of untreated sewage are now passing into the river and eventually into the Mississippi. Transit is also choked. Parts of 2 interstates have gone underwater, and 2 sections of Union Pacific tracks are out of service. Amtrak is rerouting passengers on buses. Talk to any Midwesterner, and each flood year is likely etched into their memory. You'll hear about 1982, 1983, 2008, but those are usually in the spring or summer. This is a rare winter flood. Luckily, it's been a warm December. If the ground is frozen, flooding would likely be much worse. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, who has activated the National Guard, says it's more water than he's ever seen.
You've got more water, higher water than you had in 93 at many locations, which means this is very dangerous. You've already had a number of deaths, and we're out there trying to not only help manage the situation, but to save lives.
In Pacific, the waters are not expected to recede for a couple days. Right now, attention is turning downstream, where the Mississippi River is expected to crest in southern Missouri over the next days. For NPR News, I'm Dori Buscarin in St. Louis.